The arts in Iowa have paused for a long intermission because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Iowa Public Radio's Rob Dillard spoke with several people involved in the performing and visual arts in the state to see how they are keeping the spotlight shining.
The executive director of the Old Creamery Theater in Amana, Ashley Shields, took the job February 9th. A little more than a month later, the professional company in eastern Iowa postponed its production of the jukebox musical Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. It was because of the spread of the novel coronavirus. Shields has been working to keep her spirits up ever since.
I love that I'm at least working passionately to keep something alive and thriving during this time. It's a great, at least I have something positive to channel my energy into.
The outbreak of COVID-19 in Iowa is forcing the creative class to become even more creative. With stage shows and exhibits either canceled or postponed by social distancing guidelines, leaders in the arts are dreaming up new ways to reach audiences. For many, this means going digital. The Des Moines Symphony Orchestra has cooked up something called DMSO at Home. It includes videos of musicians coping with forced isolation from their living rooms and playing small concerts. The orchestra's music director for more than 30 years, Joseph Junta, says such efforts would not have been possible in the days before live streaming.
The most important thing that we all can do in the arts community is try to stay connected to our audiences. And that's easier, certainly today, with all the technology that we have.
The symphony stages its concerts at the Civic Center, one of the venues operated by Des Moines Performing Arts. The site for touring shows from Broadway is quiet until at least mid-May. It has launched what it calls hashtag Project Joy. The organization's president and CEO, Jeff Chelsvig, says the effort attempts to keep people engaged in the arts.
We have a lot of different content for the different arts that we present, including playlists to listen to when working from home, lots of wonderful family activities, videos from favorite Broadway performers.
Des Moines' only jazz club, Noche, is streaming free performances on Wednesday and Sunday nights. Co-owner and general manager Max Wellman is also a singer and part of the live shows. He says he quickly got used to singing in front of empty chairs.
It's not unlike doing something for a recording or a TV appearance. You know, the camera is your audience.
What's missing, says the other co-owner of Noche, Maria Philippone, is the money that comes from the bar business.
Clearly, our revenue is nothing what it used to be, but we want to try to find a way to keep local musicians and some of our staff employed.
It's not just the performing arts that are affected by COVID-19. Art galleries have gone dark, too. The director of marketing and public relations for the Des Moines Arts Center, Jordan Powers, spent 7 hours with a photographer scanning images of displays to create a virtual tour.
It's pushed us really hard to try new things and to challenge ourselves to reach our audiences in ways that we never knew possible.
Back in Amana at the Old Creamery, Ashley Shields helped organize a digital cabaret that served as a fundraiser for 5 Eastern Iowa theater companies. The goal was to bring in $5,000. The result was almost $17,000, which gives her confidence for the future.
I do think once we are able to get people back into the theater that our ticket sales will be robust because people are just craving that right now.
It's a sentiment echoed by Jeff Chelsvig in Des Moines.
In the midst of the unknown, the arts have always had united communities.
The current unknown, of course, is when will patrons be allowed back inside to share the arts? I'm Rob Dillard, IPR News.